Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. My name is VJ Smith. I am the national president of Mad Dads and the local president and founder of the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dads right here. Your call-in number is 347-215-9262. And we want to let you know that it's easy for you to go right on and get connected and get logged in. I got to tell you something. We're pretty excited. We're excited because, see, number one, we're going to be talking about Black history. Because, see, just because February's over, we should still be talking about Black history. Marcus Garvey worked to instill Black pride in many African Americans in the 1920s. He became the first mass Black movement of this century, using the twin themes of Black nationalism and economic independence. He also played a major role in creating the Harlem Renaissance. So we give out big ups to Marcus Garvey. Also, I want to give big ups to Althea Gibson. She was a tireless youth. She had troubles. She had issues. She had all kind of problems. But she became the first Black player to compete and win at both the Forest Hills U.S. Open and the Wimbledon, a feat she accomplished in 1957 and 1958. So our troubled youth have always been creating and doing positive things. We've got some great folks on. We're going to talk about, we're keeping the Black history theme going. We're going to keep rolling with that because we got all kind of great things that are happening in the community. So right now, we're going to go right to one of our callers and just kind of check in and see how things are going in the community. So I'm going to check in with, let me look here. I got some folks that are ready to talk. How about 9646? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Patrice Champion calling from St. Paul.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, no. This is Patrice Champion?
The one and only.
Oh, Patrice Champion. Oh, okay. Well, you know, all the Mad Dads are logged in. They're locked in. So whatever you do, don't treat them bad.
Is this a setup or what? Is this a setup? But you know what? I'm all right with it because, you know, how can I say it? I like them Western shows, so I got my guns out. I got them out. Bang, bang, L.A. Bang, my son, Marco, Lord. But it's all right. But the head mad dads, y'all went down. Just be honest. We're going to keep this Black History Month going on. I am the host of the Mad Dads talk show with Good Plan, L.A., Chicken Eater, Marco, Sourceet, Lonzo, Talk Nothing, Talk the Game, rolled all on the floor, kicked the floor. Y'all, look, I know y'all quiet. Y'all hear me out. I want to tell the radio audience, it was a nice game. We had fun. They can't wait to just really roast me right now. But while I got the floor, I just want to let them know. February 23rd, it went down. It went down. History, you all remember this. The Mad Dads lost the game of a lifetime. They want to take this title back, but they can never take it back. They lost. And that's final. That's what it was. And I didn't even have to bring no pork chop, chicken, turkey dumplings. All you had to do was serve these brothers hot dogs. I made sure they got free hot dogs before the game started. They was out there trying to do it. I was seeing them getting slow, and then the game started. Bam. DJ, tell them from there what happened.
Okay. I'm gonna tell them what happened, but before I do that, I'm gonna put you on hold because see, I have to allow one of the brothers to kind of fend for himself, and so I'm gonna go to I think it was Lonzo and 5737. Lonzo, is that you on the line, right? 5737.
Yes, that is, brother. I wanna say thank you for the opportunity to be a mad dad. I know we're making history for the blacks and the brothers and sisters in the neighborhood. I'm out here right now on the Peace Bus. And first of all, Patrice, I mean, you did a good job. You did a beautiful job out there with the hot dogs and everything. You brought the community together. I like the rappers. I like the, you know, the superstar ball players you brought on your team. I had a good time, a beautiful time. But I also would like to apologize. I want to apologize to you. I want to apologize to your team. I want to apologize to everybody that's seen me out there acting a punk fool out there on that court, rolling around on the floor. You know, I got a little pumped up. You know, Patrice, she came at us pretty hard, and I guess I got a little bit too serious, and I knew it was a fundraiser. We were supposed to be out there having fun. And, you know, I allowed my temper to get the best of me that day. So I just want to apologize on behalf of Mad Dad and on behalf of myself. You know, a lot of the Mad Dads ain't like that, and Mad Dads are not like that. We're a very peaceful, loving Christian team. So I just want to apologize and thank you, Patrice, for all the fun and all the things you did. And I just hope you allow us to have a rematch. You know, we thought we were gonna come out early and play. So you know, we're pretty older than your team. So you know, we was out there playing before your team. They had a chance to rest up. You know, I'm making a few excuses right now. But, you know, I just want to get an opportunity to come out and have a rematch and show you that I could be a better ball player and better person as far as with my temper when it comes to me playing. You know, I guess I got a little emotional getting old, and I ain't like the boys beating up on me like that.
Hey, Lonzo, thank you. Thank you very much for, you know, apologies accepted, man. And, you know, real men, that's what we do, and I'm really proud of you. I'm going to go back to Catrice in just a minute. Right now I'm going to go to Nazelle George's grandmother. I have her on the line. She wants to talk a little bit about an event that she is going to be hosting. So let me see. She's at 8830. How you doing?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. I want you to just tell everybody what's going on, what you want to do, how you want us involved, and we I already put it on the calendar so that we can be there.
Okay, what we're doing is that when we lost Nazelle, you know, sometimes it takes something to light a fire up under somebody, and that particular instance lit a fire up under me, and I had been talking with you guys. You guys was there for us when we had his funeral, and you was there to support our family. You, Enough is Enough, was there, and so was KG. But what we're doing is we're having a benefit concert, and a portion of the proceeds is going. We're going to donate it to one of you guys. We haven't, or at one point it's going to be everybody, but we can only do so much at one time. And the event is April the 13th at the Capri Theater. We have artists coming out. We have the stepping team. We are going to honor Mad Dads, Enough is Enough, and we're going to honor KG because you guys are the soldiers that's out there, you know, stomping the ground, trying to get our young people saved and educated and get them off the streets and get them fed and all of that stuff. And we think you're doing such a terrific job. So we're asking, you know, you guys to come out and support, you know, this event for yourself. We're going to let the people know that there's flyers if they want to get involved with Mad Dads or any of the other organizations that's in the forefront for us, you know, as citizens in our community to help us save our children and our young people. And we're going to have like roughly about 20 artists performing this night.
Well, that's going to be exciting, man. Now, whose idea was this to do this?
Mine. That was my idea because I do have artists that I manage, and I explained to them that as artists in this community, you want people to buy your tickets, come to your shows, and do things, but you have to give back. You cannot take. I said we have people out there like Mad Dads on the front line. They're giving every day. They're sometimes missing, you know, events with their families, and you know they're out there supporting people who lose loved ones. And they give all the time. So we as a community need to, you know, learn how to, you know, follow in their footsteps and give back.
Well, I think that's great. Give them that date and time one more time, would you please?
The date is April 13th at 6 p.m. at the Capri Theater on Broadway.
Now, how much does it cost to get in?
It's only, there's $10. It's $10 to get in for the benefit. And we're going to have food. We're going to have merchandise for some of the artists because they are not being paid to perform. Each and every artist that's coming out is donating their time. So we're going to have, like, you know, maybe their CDs or whatever they got they want to sell to make a little change off of for themselves, because other than that, they're donating their time.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you calling in. You know I love you, girl. You know that. Matt Jazz
in
the house. Thanks for pumping up KG and Enough is Enough and everybody else, because it takes all of us to do the work we do. And so continue. You can listen on. I can get back to you. I'm going to go back to Catrice because I know she wants to talk about the Mad Dad.
Okay, thank
but,
you.
But thank you, honey. Thank you so very much. I am right now, I'm going to go back to Catrice. My brother apologized and everything, and he said he was sorry. And he also said he wants a rematch, and I heard that. I think I heard Catrice said it will not be a rematch, and I don't think that's fair. I think the guys want a rematch, and you ought to give it to them.
You know what, Mr. VJ Smith? I don't think it's fair when you accept my apology. You accept the apology for me, and you accept his apology. See, I know that this is a setup, but it's okay. And he did admit that he rolled all on the floor. And I feel for him, you know, I feel for him and also prayed for him, you know, that his wife had to take him home, which she was his cheerleader, had to take him home, and he was so sore. And, you know, what a difference a day make, but I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And they never said, they said they'll just take on my team. And at the time when they said that, I didn't even have a team. And, you know, I felt like I was getting attacked. The Mad Dash was attacking me. So I had to actually form a team really in 10 minutes. And I got one of the baddest teams in the state. But it continues, not just for Black History Month. It's going to continue. The Mad Dash will be on the side cheerleading. But we're going to have... Mr. VJ, you can go on and tell what coming up, you know, what we plan on doing in the future. But I also want to say I want to send a shout out to my son that got up out here this morning and heading back out there in the jungle.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, we know it's all in good fun and we're having a good time. Lonzo, thank you, man, for your apologies. You know, Catrice does accept it. I don't know what she was saying, but she accepts your apology. She knows that, you know, we go. And you're going to get a rematch. You know, I'm going to have some negotiations with the, what's the name of your team? Little James and the J-Mets?
Yes. But why don't you tell some about my team? You didn't even tell anything about my team. And then
I'll let you do that.
The following team.
Catrice. Oh, so you had two teams.
I'm Catrice's
you,
team.
You had two
yeah.
teams. You had two teams. Now, there's some Mad Dads I want to talk to you.
Teams.
Well, I'm going to go back to that. Just hold on a second. Now, also, what Catrice asked me to talk about is that E.J. Henderson and some others, we're going to have games, 4-4s, and we're going to have some series of games that will end up eventually getting us to the Target Center for one big game. I'm going to go to 3392. Wait a minute. No, I'm going to go to... let's see, 5737, and see who we got on there. 5737, you're on the call. Welcome to Blog Talk. 5737. Okay, well, we had to take them off. I'm going to go to 1364. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. 1364, how you doing?
How you doing, BJ Smith?
Hey, is this this L.A.?
Yeah, I ain't just been talking crazy, but I'm ready for a new game, man. You tell her I'm gonna bring the porch out this time.
Did you hear what she said? She didn't even have to bring the chicken sausage turkey sandwich out for you. She just got you on a hot dog.
Yeah. I heard her talking. Hello, DJ.
Yeah, well, we're gonna get back to you. We're getting a bad connection with you, LA. We're gonna get back to you. I can tell you really wanna get at her. We're gonna come back to you because you got a lot of static in your phone. I just want y'all to know that we're gonna be doing a lot of positive things in the community. It's gonna be an opportunity for you to get involved and really do some great things. As you can hear, there's something going on in April. There's going to be some things going on real soon for us in April, and so we're going to be working our way up to the Target Center to get some kids involved. We also know that I have in the studio with me Mr. John Turner. See, John, how you doing? And welcome.
I'm doing wonderful, BJ.
Hey, John, you're doing great things at the Center for Fathering, and could you just tell our listening audience some of the dynamic things that you got going over there at the Center for Fathering?
Well, at the Center for Fathering, we're constantly just trying to help men and women get back into the lives of their children. And if they can't get back into the lives of their children, get back into their own life. You know, we want to raise people up to be the best they can be, you know, helping people just rise to the occasion, you know, because life is real short. And if we don't take advantage of it while we're here, you understand, we'll leave nothing. So we want to help people build legacies, and we want people to feel good about themselves. Yes, feel good about themselves also. That's a part of what we do.
And how can they do that? Where do they need to show up at, JT?
Well, they need to show up at 3023 4th Avenue South. The best times to actually show up, to sit down and talk to somebody about what's going on, is it during the daytime, you know, during the hours, between the hours of, let's say, 9 and 3. I'm going to put them hours out there.
Okay.
So if you could show up at 3023 4th Avenue South between 9 and 3, that would be the best hours to get your questions answered, Monday through Thursday.
Well, that's great, JT, and thank you very much for being on there. John Turnipseed, he's got his own movie out. It's called Turnipseed. Yeah, that's what it's called. That's the name of the movie. And if you haven't seen it, look it up on the internet. You can look up the movie Turnipseed, and you can see his movie. I'm gonna try to find Alonzo, because I think Alonzo wants to say a couple of things in terms of what Catrice was saying about him. And I know that Alonzo, are you there, sir? Alonzo? Alonzo, are you there? Okay, I might not have the right number for Alonzo. I think this is the number I need for Alonzo, 5337. Alonzo, are you on there? Alonzo, are you there? Okay, I'm trying to get Alonzo. I do not evidently have the right number. I'm going to go back to the George family and talk to her a little more about what's going to be happening. And I'm going to go to Catrice, and I'm going to have her close us out. I want to talk a little bit more about this event and these, because I didn't even know that she was promoting other artists, and that's a beautiful thing. I want to find out a little bit about how did you get involved with promoting other artists, and when did you start doing this?
Well, I have a granddaughter. Her name is Tanae. When she was 16, she came to me and she said, "Grandma, I want to sing." So we started doing her, and then we was at this other concert one night, and then this one particular artist, I asked him to do a song with her, and then he wanted me to be his manager, and then we have three little girls. We have an 8-year-old boy. We have Trey. He's a rapper. We have a Pedro. He's a rapper. And then we have three little girls. They R&B, and my granddaughter's R&B. So it's been
wow.
You know, we started this about 2 years ago, and right now we're just now getting to the point where we're able to get out there. We've got some CDs finished, and now we're ready to promote them. And we did a show at the Capri a year ago, but it was just a trial run to see how, you know, we just getting into it to learn the business and learn what we need to do.
Okay, that's great, and that's wonderful. And did you have previous experience promoting groups and talent?
No. My granddaughter got me into this, and what I did was I'm basically self-taught. I learned what I needed to do, how to promote, how to give a show. I learned who to talk to. I networked with a lot of people, and then I ran into one of my artists. His name is Silent Flows, and he's been out there for a little bit, but he haven't seemed to be able to get anywhere, and he seemed to think that I can help him get there. And he had a great network, and that network, we all bonded together, and we decided that, you know, we can work together as a community in Minnesota to try to get a lot of artists in Minnesota well known, because there's a lot of good artists in Minnesota, whether it be R&B, whether it be rap, you know, soul funk or whatever. But Minnesota's not on the map the way it should be for the talent that we have in this state.
Absolutely. Now, do you know Catrice Champion?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, you should, you know, Catrice lost her son, and she's working with us, and she's doing some things with you, too. And so it'd be great for you guys to meet at some point and get to know each other and talk about her son is right now working with Snoop Dogg and 50 Cent and a lot of those guys. And so it might be good to network. We got a young man called, oh, my God, I can't remember his name, but he just got out of prison, and I'll let her talk about him. But maybe we can connect, have a meeting, and talk about how we can bring all this talent together.
Okay, then I would love to do that. I'll wait for your call for me to introduce us and have a meeting. You set up the meeting, and I'm free to float around whenever you need me to. So you set it up, and I'll be there.
Okay, well, thanks. Now, give them that date and the time and what's going to happen once again.
Okay, it's Ice Cold Entertainment presenting an anti-bullying, anti-violence concert at the Capri Theater on April the 13th at 6 p.m.
All right, and what time does it start? 6 p.m.?
It starts at 6 because the Capri is only open till 10, so we have to start kind of early.
And then it's $10 a person to get in?
It's $10 a person to get in, and like I say, there is, if you don't want to, you know, there's also other things I would like for you guys to bring your flyers and put them on the table because we're going to mention you guys and give people information about how they can get involved with Mad Dad and help with your cause as well, which is not just your cause, it's a community cause.
That's absolutely right. Well, thank you. We're gonna make sure that we're there and we get there. We appreciate you. I'm going to go back to Ms. Champion. Ms. Champion, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, everyone. And welcome, Ms. Champion, to Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there once again. How are you?
Well, you know, L.A. was trying to talk. He was kind of fuzzy. I think he's still on the line listening in, but he was trying to say it was not your hot dog that really wore him down. It was just that he practiced too hard.
Oh, that tells the story right there. But you know what? I just had the best idea. Is Mr. John Turner's seat still in the around?
He's in the studio. He's still in the studio. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
The only way I'll do a rematch, if Mr. John Turner's seat want to see the best, I mean, you know, I have to say this. You know, the Globetrotters, they were funny. They were very entertainment, you know. Well, you need to see the Mad Dads on the court. The only way I'll do a rematch if Mr. John Turnipseed comes and watch it with me. I can't keep it to myself.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry I missed that. I had another engagement. But, you know, the Mad Dads probably suffered because I wasn't there to cheerlead and to root them on. You know, because, you know, I know how to bring the flavor to the grape.
Right, right.
So
well, it was already
have
flavor.
I'll come and watch it with you and show you what I'm talking about.
Boy, Ed,
okay.
They didn't tell you that I had an NBA star there, did they?
Yeah, they told me you brought the noise. And,
yeah.
yeah, and you had ringers and everything. I heard about it.
Yeah, and so John's going to be there. So let me go back to Lonzo now, since you said that. I'm going back to Lonzo. I found out where he's at. Lonzo, I'm bringing you back on the line. So let's talk about it. You heard what Catrice said. John says he's
Lonzo.
Sounds like we got a rematch. Lonzo.
Hello?
Lonzo. Yeah, sounds like we got a rematch.
Nah, this Ray Sean.
Well, Rayshon, what do you want to – Rayshon, you worked hard. Would you like to say something, sir?
Yeah, I want to say that was a nice game. It's been a long time since I picked up a basketball, but I had fun, though.
And what do you think about this rematch?
Hey, I like it if they want to have it.
Now, how many days did it take you to recover?
How many days? Like two? 2 days.
Yeah, because you came in office and you couldn't hardly stand up.
Yeah, because I haven't used the muscles in a long time.
Well, get ready. I want you to practice a little more. Don't wait till the next rematch to do anything. Let's start practicing because I don't want to see you like that again. But thanks for your efforts because you worked really hard. You helped get some points on there. Matter of fact, you helped us recover a couple of times. So I'm proud of you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So, there you have it. You know, now, there you have it, Catrice. It sounds like you got a rematch. John said he's going to be there. We're going to be ready to rematch. The team's going to be ready. In April, we're going to come out and support the George family and in honor of Nazelle George and in honor of all the other groups, Enough is Enough, KG, and all the other groups that they're going to support. And so we're ready for you, Catrice. We're ready, and we're going to set up a meeting to meet with our partners and talk about all these other groups, too. What is the name of the gentleman that rapped for us?
His name is The Gift.
The Gift, that's right. I was trying to say his name is The Gift, and we'll be using him along with Short Body. Short Body, thank you for doing the Mad Dads theme song. I appreciate that. It was really great. We also had Anthony Brewer sing the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he sung that. I would ask you, Catrice, to give us a sample, but I'm not going to do that. But, I mean, he sung that national anthem like he was singing. I can't even think of who I would say that. But he got down because I don't want to match him up to a female because he's a brother. But he really got down. And he sings does he sing with other groups?
No, he used to sing with his mother and his brother, his family, the Jenkins families here in the Twin Cities.
Okay. Now, as far as what do we talk a little bit about, what we're going to be trying to teach the kids as we put together these teams and these groups, there's some specific things that we want to try to skills that we want the kids to learn. Let's talk a little bit about what we're going to be trying to teach the kids.
Well, one thing we're going to be teaching our kids on how to present themselves to the public eye, wherever they go, in the schools, churches, just on the street. It's the way that they have to watch their conduct at all times. And when we get through with our kids, people will know where they came from, the grooming.
Yeah, and so because E.J. Henderson wants us to have kids that are ready and ready to look and respect the opportunities that they put before them. And a lot of times our kids don't have the right attitude, don't have the right disposition, don't have the right manners, or the communication skills. And so we're going to be bringing that forth to help those kids learn how to do those things. You're going to be, along with myself and the other Mad Dads and others, are going to be helping to teach those skills. And when you do that, we reduce crime by doing that. And the way we do that is when we teach them how to have other skills, they don't need to have drug dealing skills. They need to have gang banging skills. There's three young men that just went to or going to prison. They got locked up for burglaries and robberies that were on the news yesterday. Those men could have been saved had they had maybe the right mentors in their lives to bring them into a positive direction. You agree with me, Ms. Champion?
Yes. When I seen it, it just touched my heart that we are allowing, and I said this, the police to raise three more of our black youth. And we just have to get out here and put in some work. It's not just an eight-hour job. It's a full-time job. And, God, I just feel bad for the family. You know, if they have little brothers and sisters or cousins, just it's to be talked about. And we just got to get it together as a community.
That's right. That's right. I'm gonna go right to somebody who's been on hold for about 7 minutes, and that is 8830. Who we got online? 8830. This is Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, this is me, VJ, Miss Sydney from Ice Cold.
Oh, Miss Sydney, you got any last remarks before we go out there?
No, I'm just listening. I was just sitting there listening to you guys, and I was just enjoying the conversation of you guys going back and forth about teaching the kids, and I particularly appreciated what she said about showing our children how to present themselves out in the public because, man, it's a crying shame how. When at 52, I walked out and the little kids, the cursing, I mean, I'm talking about 6 and 7 year old, 8 year olds cursing and being very disrespectful in public and going to school and want to fight with the teachers and fight with the principals. And I remember back in the day, they couldn't have been us because we would have had a price to pay.
And that's absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I want to thank everybody for being on Blog Talk Radio with me today. Remember, it's every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. We're going to hear much more from everybody that you heard from today. We're going to have a ball, y'all. It's been a true blessing. And Catrice Champion and John Turnipseed on my behalf on in the studio, we're going to get you, Catrice. We're going to get that team. You better get them ready. You better be out there practicing because John, you're going to take me around the track now. I might be on the next team myself. I might have to hoop up a little bit. God bless everybody. We'll talk to you later. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads.